This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Highlands United Methodist Church live stream. My name is Brad Lorvik. I'm one of the ministers on staff, and it is a joy to be in worship with you this morning. I am wearing my mask as we begin to model the kind of behavior our governor and the Center for Disease Control has asked us to engage in. That when we leave our homes, we might cover our faces to keep ourselves and others well. Now, we are using proper social distancing here in the sanctuary, which is a large and well-ventilated space, so I will not wear it for the entirety of worship. But we do want you to know all of us here on staff at the church are taking this very seriously and caring for ourselves and others. This morning as we worship, today we are going to share in a message of God's arrival into our lives, and that's not just a metaphor. I mean God's arrival into our at-home, watching a live stream, listening to a CD, washing our hands all the time reality. We're going to hear that story today as we celebrate Palm Sunday. We are going to hear beautiful, special music. You are going to see the faces of church members from their homes joining us in worship. Of course, we'll always be blessed by Peter's beautiful accompaniment, and we will join our voices together in song. This is how we worship in this moment, and I am so grateful to share it with you. As the light is brought in this morning, I invite you, find a candle. If you need a moment, pause it. Find a candle and come back. Light a candle in your home as we share in the warmth of God's love and light together.
Please join me in our call to worship as found in your digital bulletin. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, our voices ring in praise. For enters Christ the Savior, so our palms we raise. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, with joy our voices ring. We welcome Christ the Savior and all this week brings.
Our opening hymns this morning are a medley of Palm Sunday tunes, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, and Who Is He? Both of which are found in your digital bulletin.
Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, the little children sang through them passing by again. Oh, Bethlehem. Look ahead, the gates of splendor, hear the everlasting hymn. Open wide your hearts in worship, let the King of glory in.
As we come to a time for our children, Dwayne the Donkey will be with us shortly, but I invite you to join in singing our children's motto together as we gather for this time.
Here in the family of God, we learn to worship and pray, so we can live as Jesus taught, following Him every day. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify You. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify You.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to see you again. And I'm so glad you can see me again. Miss Jenny says hello and sends her love. We sure do miss seeing you all. But as a reminder, we will see each other again soon. I hope you're all staying healthy and washing those hooves. I mean hands. And keeping your distance. I know this is a lot to get used to. But this too shall pass. We just have to keep continuing down this road and doing what we're supposed to be doing. So, kids, today is a very important day for the church. Today is Palm Sunday. Did you know that palms come from palm trees? The reason we call it Palm Sunday is because long ago, when Jesus came riding into the city of Jerusalem, He came in on a donkey. Yes, a donkey like me. His followers laid palm branches on the road to honor Jesus. The people shouted praises and called Jesus the Son of David and the greatest of all kings. This was a big deal and a big honor. You know, I once knew a donkey named Dawson, who lived just outside of Jerusalem. And he was always getting into trouble. Sometimes he would get into his garden and eat all the carrots, and his owner would yell, "Hey, get away from those carrots, you bad donkey." And sometimes, like me, he would go into the house and knock over the chairs and vases, and his owner would yell, he'd say, "Get out of the house, Dawson, before you break something." Often, he would get into the pasture to play with the goats, but the goats didn't want to play with a silly donkey. You know, my poor fellow donkey became lonely and sad. Well, one day, two men saw Dawson, and they thought he looked like a good donkey and asked Dawson if he'd like to help them. Dawson was thrilled and he agreed to help him. When two men asked Dawson the donkey's owner if they could borrow him to serve the Lord, the owner, he laughed and he said that Dawson was no good to them. The owner said, "You'll need all of the Lord's help to straighten out this donkey." But the owner agreed and let the men borrow Dawson. The men said they would bring him back soon. Not long after that, the owner heard people shouting praises and laying palm branches down. And they couldn't believe their eyes. Jesus, the great teacher, was riding on the back of Dawson the donkey. The owners, they couldn't believe it. They were so proud. The owners yelled to their neighbors, "Look, Jesus is riding our donkey. The Son of God is riding our donkey." Well, they went on to tell the people what a good pet Dawson was, and they raised him since he was born. Later that day, the men brought Dawson back to the owner, and when the owner saw Dawson, he hugged him tight and led him to the backyard to a big pile of hay. "We're so proud of you," the owner said to Dawson. "You served the Lord today in a mighty way. We feel blessed that you are our pet donkey." Dawson never felt better. This was a special day because Jesus, the King of Kings, rode his back into Jerusalem, serving the Lord. It brought great joy into his life and blessings to his owners. That story teaches us an important lesson, kids. Sometimes we feel bad because we get into trouble around the house, or we feel lonely because we have nobody to play with, and sometimes we even feel like we've failed. Remember, God has a special purpose for each one of us. Dawson the donkey thought he was no good, but found out when the Lord called him to ride the King of Kings into Jerusalem. When we're feeling down, the Lord will lift us up and show us how we can be helpers of God. Let's pray. Dear God, help us bring great blessings to others. And thank you for being with us, even when we are in different places. Please help everyone be healthy and well. And may I always remember that you love me. Amen. All right, kids, now let's do the children's motto. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify you. Amen.
I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you. Standing stone, I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone, I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone, I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you.
You are invited each week to join us on Wednesday night for the sharing of joys and concerns. You'll find a link at highlandsumc.com to join us for that special time each Wednesday. One of the other things we're doing is bringing in the faces and voices of folks who call this place home to share with us the real feelings, the ups and the downs. What has been hard this week? And where have you seen hope this week? Let's hear from them.
Hello, my name is Bill Williams.
And I'm Nancy Williams, and we've been sheltering in place here in our house for over 3 weeks now, and had a few things we wanted to tell you about, both good and bad.
So one of the good things happened recently. Getting groceries, as I'm sure all of you know, is problematic, particularly when you're in a most susceptible group like we are. So some of our people stood up for us, a family member, a friend, and a neighbor, and our son-in-law went shopping at King Super for us and continues to do that, buying the kinds of things that we can't get on Instacart or ourselves.
But sometimes there are sad things that happen, and one of the sad things for us was that our granddaughter, London, turned 7, and it was her birthday, and we couldn't even have a party, we couldn't give her presents, and most of all, we couldn't give her a big hug and kiss, and that was really hard for us because it's one of the reasons that we, you know, moved here to Denver to be near our grandchildren. We have so enjoyed them, and so that was hard. Yes, there'll be another party, and yes, we'll give her presence, but it's hard to wait.
We want to make sure that you all know that we're thinking about you, And we're praying for you and praying for all of the people who are affected by the pandemic. And make sure that we focus on our blessings.
And stay safe. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Corey Haller. My difficulty through this time period is feeling like life is too full right now. There aren't enough hours or minutes in the day to get everything done. But the flip side of that is it's forcing me to slow down and be intentional about every minute of the day. And I've really enjoyed the time that I'm getting with my family and to reconnect with people both near and far. Video, but better than nothing.
I'm Grace Chisholm. The real blessing for me out of this coronavirus isolation is that my infant isn't able to go to childcare, and so I'm able to nurse him and I don't have to pump. And that's been a blessing, and it's just wonderful to be around him. The hard thing is that I've found it very difficult to find a new time for myself.
I'm so grateful for the voices that are able to join us and share with us. I do invite you to make a brief video, send it in, let us hear your experience as well as we share in this time together. As we prepare for our time of prayer, please join me in the call and response of the Lord's Prayer. God, our refuge, strength, and help in all trouble. You to whom we may turn when things are tough. We recognize that life is out of the ordinary right now. But you, O Lord, are an extraordinary God who meets us where we are, who comes to us to calm our anxiety, to still our worries, to offer us strength and tenacity and hope. Even amidst these unusual circumstances, there are so many normal parts of life going on, regular joys, regular concerns, the everyday nature of life, and we pause to create space for those things. O Lord, listen to your people praying. For our hearts cry out from places of need, and we also share great joy as we offer words of thanks. Be with each of us. Help build our sense of connection, that we might feel more present to one another, even at distance, and more present to you in times of uncertainty. We pray that your loving, healing presence would be made known the world over, that others might come to see your love in action through those who are called to help, through those who listen to instruction to create space to keep others safe, that we might see your kingdom come through how we respond to this moment, not overlooking those at the margins, remembering those most at risk. We pray all these things in your Son's name, knowing that we have been invited to live the same kind of life, and ask for your grace as we seek to do so. Amen. Our next hymn is How Firm a Foundation. You will find the lyrics in your bulletin. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen and help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus still leans for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul through all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Hello, my name is Greta Chiodini.
And my name is Charlotte Chiodini.
After Jesus said this, he continued on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there. When you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.' Those who have been sent out found it exactly as he said it. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'Its master needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus on it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road.
As Jesus approached the road leading down from Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things they had seen. They said, 'Blessing on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens.' Some of the praisers from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout."
Our congregation has a lot of different life experiences and church backgrounds sitting in our pews. Well, I mean, you're sitting at home right now, but you know what I mean. We have folks for whom any given Sunday is just that, any given Sunday. We also have folks for whom Palm Sunday and Easter are very special and looked forward to days that mark moments in the year. And of course, we also have folks everywhere in between. You know, it adds a richness to our community and to worship when we remember how many different ways every story, each hymn, and the time we share is experienced so differently. I've been waving palm branches and walking down church aisles every Palm Sunday since I could toddle. The tradition of beginning Holy Week with shouts of Hosanna and the waving of branches is a long-standing one. You know, for all of the solemnness of Lent, the giving things up and the reflection we've shared in over the last almost 40 days, and then for all of the heaviness in the week that will come, the betrayal, the doubt, the denial, and death, right in between these two things is this day with a parade and great jubilation. Now, Jesus has been making his way toward a confrontation in Jerusalem, both literally as he traveled and figuratively as he continued to upset the status quo. And when it is time to arrive, he does so in ways that no one expected. Instead of the horse a king or warrior would ride, Jesus chooses a donkey, a symbol of humility and peace. Instead of bringing a force with him to overthrow the powers that be, he brings women and children, the recently healed and fishermen. Everything Jesus does is outside of the norms. It's outside of expectation, and it leaves folks wondering, what comes next? This is an applicable story for the realities of our lives right now. We are not where we expected. Nothing is normal. And we are all wondering, what comes next? You see, this is the beauty of any story about Jesus. There is always a way to see our lives with all of their context and complexity. There is always a way to see our experience in the experiences of Jesus. Listen again to the scripture that Greta and Charlotte shared from Luke. After Jesus said this, he continued on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there, and when you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.'" Those who had been sent found it exactly as he had said. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying this colt?" And they replied, "Its master needs it." They brought it to Jesus and threw their cloaks upon it and lifted Jesus onto it. And as Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes and palm branches before him on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down from the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things they had seen. They said, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens." Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop." And he answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout." What we find in the Palm Sunday story, amidst the branches and the shouts, what we find is Jesus riding into our lives. Our, even in these weird times, this isn't what it used to be, daily lives. The crowds are humanity at its most real. thinking they fully understand the situation and thinking they know what they want, filled with expectations, being unprepared for what is coming next. When God sent Jesus to fully experience humanity, this is it. And this is us. Thinking we understand the situation, thinking we know what we really want and need, being filled with expectations, being unprepared for what might be coming next. This is us. Jesus was celebrated and venerated by people who thought he would eliminate their oppression and suffering for them like that. That Jesus would make everything better without requiring anything of them. Oh, I've prayed that prayer before. I've prayed that prayer this week. God, please just make everything better so we don't have to deal with any of this. My head knows God doesn't work that way. My deepest longings, pray it anyway. And God understands. But just like those palm wavers so many years ago, the presence of God is arriving into our midst. Our human, quarantined, masked-wearing, hand-washing midst. And what happens next in the scripture? The presence of God then arrives, and his first stop is to overturn the tables of those who would benefit at the expense of others. Then he tells a story about a group of people who think their needs supersede the lives of others and make choices that lead to someone's suffering and death. And then he goes on and says that we should offer God what is God's, but we should also participate in societal systems designed to benefit everyone. Jesus starts Holy Week by reminding us not to panic, buy, and hoard. Don't seek to benefit ourselves at the expense of others. Jesus starts Holy Week inviting us not to push back on quarantine protocols like still having church filled with people. We shouldn't think our needs supersede the lives of others. We shouldn't make choices that lead to suffering and death. And Jesus begins Holy Week inviting us to listen to doctors and scientists as an appropriate way to respond to a health crisis. Yes, offer God what is God's and also participate in societal systems designed to benefit everyone. Now, do I have an agenda that is shaping my interpretation of Scripture here? Yes. And did I have to do anything beyond to twist these scriptures beyond recognition to make my point? No. And I believe it is important for the world to hear faithful Christian voices like ours using scripture in ways that support the common good and value science and reason. You see, what Jesus arrives on Palm Sunday to do, he arrives to offer life. And we will all find life and only what we need. In staying home, and in listening to medical and research professionals. Now, if we were to turn one more page in the gospel, the next thing we would find is Jesus sharing gratitude to a widow who offers a penny while rich people are offering great treasures all around her. Jesus knows that the truest gift is often overlooked. So let's take a moment to think about the janitorial staffs, the grocery workers, the delivery truck drivers, the long-haul truck drivers, the teachers, the skilled laborers, the folks whose offerings to society get overlooked far too often in every day. And let's take this moment to recognize that their offerings are worth more than we ever acknowledge. Holy Week has a lot to say about our current reality, because on Palm Sunday, Jesus rode right into daily life. It wasn't the pageantry of Palm Sunday that celebrated God's work. It was the everyday nature of the divine presence. You know, being in the temple wasn't the sacred moment that Jesus was searching for. It was being with people who were working hard to get through life. Jesus knew it was the real and common parts of living that truly celebrated God's arrival through his life and his ministry. Just as God's love arrives to teach us wherever we are in the midst of our real lives, in the midst of the most common places we find ourselves right now, sitting on the couch, maybe gathered around a smart TV, perhaps watching service on a laptop in bed or listening to the audio as you're doing other things around the house. Amidst all of that, into those places, Jesus is arriving again, right into our lives, ready to show us love like we have never fully known or fully understood. And even though we may not be waving palm branches, we can still celebrate and mark his arrival. Now in the scripture, Jesus was asked to silence the crowd, and his reply offers us hope and instruction. "I tell you," Jesus said, "if they were silent, the stones would shout out." Now, while many a classic interpretation has named that this verse tells us nothing will stop the celebration of God's unending grace, I found the naming of stones a powerful marker in our unique moment. We have the opportunity to let stones say something powerful. They are common in the most literal sense of the word. I mean, they're foundational to the very core of creation. Stones also come from brokenness and find meaning and purpose all their own in new places. This was a part of something bigger before it broke off and began a journey all its own. Stones are overlooked and unappreciated. And experiences such as these, the common, broken, unappreciated, are named by Jesus as not only being capable but reliable as means of offering celebration of God's presence. Our experiences, our common, broken, unappreciated experiences of life in this moment are capable of offering celebration of God's presence and arrival into life. The stones will shout. If you found a stone this week, I ask you to hold it. Take it into your hands and look at it with me. If you didn't find a stone yet, please do so today and in the days to come. Find one, any kind, any size, and then keep your stone in a special place. You see, for generations before Christianity, God's people have used stones to mark moments in life. They've marked not only location, but also served as a marker of communal memory. When the Israelites arrived in the ever-symbolic wilderness, they crossed through the Jordan River and were instructed to grab stones on the way through. The book of Joshua tells us the story this way. "We will use these stones to build a memorial. In the future, your children will ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' Then you can tell them, 'They remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant went across.' These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever." You see, the stones shouted the glory of God's faithfulness and fulfilled promises. The stones called the people to remember. And when we come through this wilderness, this COVID, corona, quarantine wilderness, when we come through this wilderness, we will mark our moment of return with our Palm Sunday stones. As we are able and ready to return to worship in the same space, in this sanctuary here, we will build an altar from the stones you hold today, from the stones you will be looking for in the days to come. And we will let the stones shout out that God has been present, that God is present, that Jesus shows up in the commonplaces, and that distance between us doesn't separate us. And we will let that altar speak to us and tell a story of our community. This is the first Palm Sunday I have not been in a congregation filled with waving branches. But it's the first Palm Sunday I have truly heard the stones shout. And while we trod this rocky path of life together, there has never been a better time to hear them. Amen.
Even though we are not worshiping in person during this time, the work of the church still continues. There are still many ways to give. You may do so online, through the digital offering plate, or simply by mailing in your check. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email the office at office@highlandsumc.com. I ask you to join me in our offertory prayer as found in your digital bulletin. In response to the love you have given us, God, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, that our generosity might transform the world. Amen. Thank you.
I have an invitation for you. I invite you to join us for Holy Week. Thursday night, 7:30, our Holy Week service will be live streaming for you to share in. We've found some creative ways to bring many presences in as we share in the story of this incredibly Holy Week. It's easy to skip from Palm Sunday to Easter, but when we do, we miss out on the depth and the meaning this week offers. And never in my lifetime has there been a time we needed more depth of understanding that God is present with us in the hard times. So I invite you to join us. Be with us and hear the story as we share in God's wondrous love shared this week.
Please join me in our sending prayer as found in your digital bulletin. We lift our voices in praise. We welcome Jesus with exuberance. We join the crowds of Jerusalem in their excitement. But it is amazing how quickly things can change. For soon fingers will be pointed in accusation. Voices will join in cries for crucifixion. And Jesus will be cast out of favor. Help us, O God, not to overlook the difficulty of this week and the challenges it brings. May we not simply move from excitement to excitement, but experience the depth of this Holy Week. Amen. Our closing hymn, What Wondrous Love Is This, can be found in your digital bulletin. Please join us.
Our closing hymn is What Wondrous Love Is This. The lyrics are found in your digital bulletin. Jesus is arriving into the common places, our very common places, bringing with him the divine presence to meet us where we are, that we might be reminded these most common of moments still shout about God's love and grace for us and for all people. And so while the branches may not be waving, may we recognize the stones shout out. Amen.